This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're continuing Mishnah Daf HaShavua Siman Nun Gimel. Din Haroi Leir Lefnei Ateva. Who could you use that as a chazan? Now that the Yom Noram are over, and you've done your selection of chazanim, you had the big lineup in front of your house, everyone was wearing their chazanim hats, they were gurgling their egg yolks. So now for next year, you need to know, who should you select as a chazan? Oimer Shel Tzibor Yishtalach Me'umad. First of all, the Shel Tzibor says Yishtabach standing. Says Mishmar Shel Tzibor. Kedei Sheyismach Lai HaKadosh Miyad. Why does he say it's standing? By the way, it sounds like the Tzibor does not have to say Yishtabach standing. Only the Shat says Yishtabach standing. And really, even he should be sitting. Why is he not? Why does he not have to sit? Because we want him to say Kadosh Amidu V'Yitzchak L'Havsik B'Neyam B'Hamid L'Fnei HaTeva. However, Aval B'Simon Onav Sivzayin B'Hagam Mashal Afil Mishim Esval B'Yichid Yitzchak Gam Kin Lamed B'Amir Sishtabach. So it seems like this is a Ramah Mechaber issue. The Ramah says you stand, the Mechaber seems to hold you could sit. V'Ayin Bel Yorab Shatir Tzahasam Yim Hagav Ha'chami Dina. See, I would have answered, that was the Ramah, this is the Mechaber. The Eliyahu Rabba says no. There, alts minhag, you stand. Here, midina, you don't have to, but the shatz does. V'chein kasar agra, v'chein kasar batar sekenim, da'anoyegen anshe ma'isa lamed b'kisham yishtabach. Alts minhag, we stand. Be'im b'shabbos, be'im b'choyel, v'afilu b'yechidi. Why? Because it's considered davar shebekedusha. And it's considered like a birchas hamitzvah, the Bach says. Why? Because Pesukah de Zimra, you're mekayim the choiv of Sipor Shivchei Yisparach, and therefore you make a bracha before the mitzvah and after. Now what about during Nishmas? Do you need to stand by Nishmas? Nowadays already it's like it's become implicit. Of course you stand by Nishmas. But nobody talks about it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it. Kaf HaChaim says you should stand. The Leket HaKemach says there are different opinions. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says the minhag is to stand because it's like a chelik of Yishtabach. Okay. And also because then you're Mekabel Neshama Yisera. Kol HaTetzav Shvachim Shabi Yishtabach Min Shir Ushvacha Ad Me'ata. You don't want to be mafsik between in the 15 shvachim of Yishtabach. By the way, the Zohar and the Gra only talk about hefsik bedibur, not in pausing. But it's common that we don't even pause. The hamafsik anshei gadol. What about, could you answer Amen Yishmei Rabba? Says the Ben Eshchai, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, yes, but then you go back to the beginning of the 15 Shvachim and you say them again without Hefzik. You hear this? I didn't know this. Ben Eshchai writes, during the Tesva of Shvachim, you could answer Amen Yishmei Rabba, but then you go back and you start again. By the way, in our Shiurim, we always said there are 13 Shvachim.
What do you say about if you're Mafzik before Brachos V'Hodaos, what's the Ben Eshchai?
I don't know. I don't have the original text. But let's see the end of the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to do b'neshima echas. Not like that Saras Bnei Haman. Okay? So Chilak Aleph b'shem Hagra, Achai Adam b'shem Hagra, v'chein Kasav Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Emden v'chein Mashem b'Zayar Truma Doloi Kahashla. Now, the Zayar says there are only 13. That brachas vadois is not min haminyan, and the Gran the Chayadim also says not min haminyan. But the Torah writes 15, and the Avudram says it's keneged the 15 Shir Hamalois. Fine, Siv Beis Ein Loi.
Start from brachas vadois, so it wouldn't start nip. Wouldn't start from there, but so it wouldn't start in the last two.
I mean, according to the Torah that they're 15, it's funny to start with Brachos Vaydois. Even in yeshivas, they start Brachos Vaydois Me'atav Yareila Amarachato Hashem.
No, they started before. The rest of them quietly.
Yeah, but it's funny to say B'kol Ram, no?
Yeah.
In middle.
They hold like the sheets of the 13. But
they hold like the Gra and the Chayadam and the Zayar.
13's our number for davening. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Ein Loimer Yishtavach Elam Kein Amar Baruch Sha'amar Uktas Pesukah Zimra. This is very common. You know, you have the guy, he's the chazan. You know, that guy, he comes in, he's wearing the chazan hat, and you know he's been gurgling, he's been revving up for this moment. The thing is, the guy popped in the middle of Az Yashir. Now, I don't necessarily recommend this. I've done this in the past, and it does not meet with good results. But if you sort of try to ascertain, hey pal, have you davened Baruch Sha'amar and a little Pesukah D'Zimra? Now, I'm not recommending you do that. Do it at your own risk. But halachically, the guy is not allowed to say Yishtabach unless he said Baruch Sha'amar and Par Pesukah D'Zimra. So, Ein Loimer Yishtabach Elam Kein Amar Baruch Sha'amar Uktas Pesukah D'Zimra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Loimer. Bein Shliach Tzibur Bein Adam Acher. Either the Shatz or anybody else. Elam Kein Yishtabach Yah Baruch Achroina Sheniskech Loimer La'achar Pesukah D'Zimra. U'mascheles B'loi Baruch. It begins with Adabrach, ki hi smucha lebrachas baruch sha'amar. Al kein ein loimar oisa b'loi baruch sha'amar. Therefore, you don't say it without baruch sha'amar. V'loi ketoyin, not like those who make a mistake. Sheke shehim b'derach, that when they're on the road, oishar shas hadchak maschilim b'yishtabach, shemavarchan ha'idei zeh bracha levatala. It's a bracha levatala. You say, why is a bracha levatala? It's a bracha levatala? What would be wrong with saying yishtabach? So maybe I would say, because Yishtabach doesn't have, you don't have a right to say Yishtabach because it has to start with a Baruch. And the only way you fulfill that is with Baruch Sha'amar. So if you're not going to say Baruch Sha'amar, you can't say Yishtabach Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Malgad HaBatish B'chais. That's how I would learn Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it a Baruch Levatala? Because you didn't say Baruch Sha'amar. But the Dirshu doesn't say that. The Dirshu says his Kavana is, since you didn't say Pesukei D'Zimra, you didn't do the mitzvah, so you can't make the bracha. But not because you didn't say Baruch Sha'amar.
You can't say that. Every bracha smuchel chaverta, I mean not every, but very often they're independent of the original bracha. Because creation, you know, or women, for example, can say just a mitzvah yatzid, even though they didn't say yotze or at a chuppah, by Shavah brachas. So kibbutz, so it's tosses.
What do you mean? What do you mean? We rely on the bracha before.
You didn't make it. Somebody else made it.
Okay, Shomei HaKa'ina.
Emet V'yatzu, if he's not listening. Is he waiting for his name to be called? Not listening. Emet V'yatzu.
Mm-hmm.
Women say Emet V'yatzu without Yotzer or...
So the Prima Gadim says it's not because you didn't say Baruch Sha'amar. The Bir Halacha says there are Maschal Baruch Sha'amar. Look at the Bir Halacha. Amar Baruch Sha'amar. Uvadiyeved misha dileg birchas baruch sha'amar v'nizkar achar shekvar amar pesukah d'zimra v'lo yuchal oid levarach baruch sha'amar ki nizkan akadim pesukah d'zimra davka v'chvar yatsi dey chavas v'ermasim v'kamakam yermer yishtabach. Let's say you forgot baruch sha'amar, you should still say yishtabach. Why? Da'atu misha loy birch koidim achila lo yivarach achar kein u'pasha du'adim bebracha shalafanel v'shalachra d'halal. That The Bir Halacha says if you didn't say Baruch Sha'amar, you still say Yishtabach. If you didn't say the bracha on Halel, you still say the bracha at the end. So the reason why it's a... The reason why it's considered a bracha levatala is because you didn't say any Pesukei D'Zimra. Which L'Chaira means even if you said one Pasuk, a Pesukei D'Zimra, it's not a bracha levatala. Okay, Rabbi said we're going to hold it over here. We'll pick it up, Sivkat and Dalet, on Monday. What time we're going to learn? Davening by me. And then the schedule is a little bit differently by on Chalamayid. So it's not going to be 9 o'clock. Maybe it will be later. It's going to be later. Okay, maybe like 10. I'm not sure. We'll see. Okay, well, I'll send out a message. Bli Nether. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabba, Kol Tov, Good Mayid. Maybe we'll do double headers because I don't know how easy it will be to get together every single day. So we'll see. Okay? Kol Tov. Good Yom Tov, everyone. Agun Shabbos. All the best. Kol Tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.